Page 111. Listening Practice 5. Doctors Without Borders. You are going to listen to an interview about volunteering. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Good afternoon. This is Tim Wilson, and welcome to Health News. Today, I'll be talking with Dr. Maggie Fox, who currently works at City Hospital. Hello, Dr. Fox.
Hello, Tim. Please call me Maggie.
Thanks, Maggie. I understand that your work as a doctor takes you to places that most people never get to see.
Yes, Tim. That's because I've been a volunteer with the Doctors Without Borders organisation for 10 years. I fly to places in the world where people aren't getting proper medical care and work there for several months. I've just come back from Africa where I worked in an AIDS clinic.
I imagine the work must be very difficult. What made you decide to volunteer in the first place?
Well, Tim, when I finished medical school, I decided to take a break. I wanted to do something challenging and adventurous instead of just training in a British hospital. One of my professors suggested I apply to Doctors Without Borders. 2 months later, I found myself on a plane to a refugee camp in Sierra Leone. Let me tell you, Tim, nothing could have prepared me for that.
What do you mean?
It's almost impossible to describe. I'll never forget the first refugee camp that we visited. I'd never seen anything like it. The first thing that hit me was the numbers. It was like the pictures that you see on the news, but for real. Thousands of people and tents crowded into one small area. And before we'd opened the emergency clinic, there'd been no healthcare there at all.
That's hard to believe. After seeing the horrible conditions in the camp, were you sorry you volunteered?
Not for a second. All I wanted to do was to get to work. During my 8 months there, we travelled to several camps, each worse than the next. In the last camp, there weren't even tents. People were sitting under the hot sun with no shelter at all.
What do you think affected you the most?
It's hard to say. So much was going on. But I think it was the orphans in the camps. I could treat the children's medical conditions, but I couldn't seem to help them overcome the trauma of losing their families. Some children couldn't stop crying, and others simply wouldn't cooperate with us. These are the kinds of situations that no amount of training can prepare you for.
Tell us, Maggie. Did you eventually find a way to help them?
No, not at first. We tried many things, such as sending orphans to live with other families, or putting children of the same age together in a tent, but nothing really worked. Our most successful solution was setting up little family units with kids of different ages. If any of us had some free time, we'd spend it with one of these families.
Maggie, what have you gained from your years of volunteering?
Well, Tim, first of all, as a doctor, I was able to treat medical problems and diseases that I would never see here in Britain. Working with doctors and healthcare workers from other countries was an amazing experience. Without that teamwork, we never would have succeeded. My volunteer experience has also helped me advance in my career here in Britain. For me, the best part is making a positive change in other people's lives.
Thank you, Maggie. Your story is an inspiration to us all. Would you mind taking a few questions from our listeners?
Not at all, Tim.
Great. Anyone wanting to ask Dr. Fox a question can call us at